USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia's young crown prince is again denying any involvement in the disappearance of a Washington Post columnist. That's according to President Donald Trump. All of this has many people rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia, including Senator Ben Cardin. He's a Democrat and on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined Fox News and was asked about the relationship the United States should have with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis need to understand that to do business with the United States, that we're going to demand that there be respect for international human rights. And for reporters, I mean, they've been under constant attack.
Nevada brothel owner and state assembly candidate Dennis Hoff died today. That's according to the Nye County Sheriff's Office. He was 72 years old. The circumstances of his death remain unclear as he was found at his ranch Tuesday morning just north of Pahrump, Nevada. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 547 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A 9/11 plotter's getting the boot from Germany. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Germany beginning the process of deporting one of the people behind the 9/11 attacks. As Hamburg's Interior Ministry says, the man who was the bookkeeper and paymaster for the terrorist cell that planned and carried out the attacks is being sent to Morocco. German officials banning the 44-year-old from returning to Germany for at least 45 years.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska says a digital revolution that fundamentally changed the economy is also undermining the country's overall sense of community. He joined CBS this morning to explain why.
At the NIH, you've got a whole bunch of researchers and scientists who see loneliness as the number one public health crisis in America. We've had a halving of friendship in 27 years. The average American in 1990 had 3.2 friends. Today, 1.8. 40% of people have either zero or one confidant.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Massachusetts Senator and possible presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren released results of a DNA test that she says proves she has at least some Native American heritage. The Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying her use of a DNA test is useless for determining tribal citizenship is inappropriate and wrong. The test did come back and prove that Warren is 0.98% Native American. Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins of Oklahoma is one of two Native Americans serving in Congress. He joined Fox News and was asked if he's offended by Warren's actions.
She's out there claiming that she's Native American just because she's from Oklahoma. Look, there was a 2014 study, a scientific study, and they said that average European American walking around is 0.18% Native American. She's half of that. So the idea that she continues to double down on this lie is the most disgusting thing to me. It's the fact that she's in the public eye and she continues to use this. What she needs to do is come out and apologize to all of us. The idea that she's trying to claim to be Cherokee, for one, and look, and every time she's told a story, we came out and actually proved that that story's not even true. And instead of her coming out and apologizing to the American people and saying she's misspoken like any true leader would, what she ends up doing is just doubling down on this. And at this point, it's got to the point where it's being disgusted, or it's disgusting to me and to the rest of Native Americans, especially those of us inside Cherokee Nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.